in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to divide some of the load that falls on us as moms to share that responsibility with our spouse, how to communicate and get on the same page, pitfalls to watch out for that we personally used to keep falling into over and over, and how to even start the conversation to begin with. This is a topic that has been requested for a long time, and I've gotten many DMs, emails, all the things over the past couple years asking me to share more about this, and we're going to get into all of it today, and I can't wait. Hi friend, welcome back to the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms podcast, where you can reset the daily chaos with intentional systems and boundaries, simple living solutions to slow down, and growing your identity in Christ, not your to-do list. Are you tired of feeling like you're simply surviving until bedtime day after day? If you feel constantly overwhelmed and can never get it all done while trying to balance motherhood, homemaking, and business, you're in the right place. I'll provide you with simple systems to embrace your season of motherhood and find freedom reclaiming your time and habits as a busy stay-at-home mom. Even if that means occasionally sneaking off to hide in the bathroom as a full-grown woman just to get a few minutes to breathe. Hi, I'm Cayenne, and as a mom in the trenches of the little years right now, and also a mom who has walked through chronic burnout and overwhelm trying to do it all, it's my mission to equip you to find peace and productivity in your days. If you're here for messy buns all day, continually being refined by motherhood, and learning to simply start right where you are, I'm so glad you're here. Grab your iced coffee, plug in your solo AirPod just in case the baby needs you, and let's find your rhythm, friend. Before we jump into today's episode, I'm going to share one of the recent reviews for the show, which, by the way, guys, my big stretch goal was to hit 100 reviews during launch week last week, and you guys hit 165 reviews in 72 hours. Are you kidding me? I'm absolutely blown away and just so, so incredibly grateful for all of you. If you want a practical way to support the show to help us keep growing, just take a quick second to pause this right now and go leave a 5-star written review letting me know that you actually like the show. That would be a huge blessing for me, and your review might get read on the show next, because starting today we're going to be reading one of the reviews in every episode. But back to today's review by IceSkater2013. As a stay-at-home mom and working mama to one, almost two, this podcast has been a breath of fresh air. Our culture tells us that we can do it all as moms, work, maintain our home, and be present with our kids, but trying to do that without systems in place and healthy boundaries quickly led me to a place of absolute overwhelm as a wife, mom, and business owner in my first year of motherhood. The wisdom Cayenne shares about simplifying life is both tangible and practical to implement, because let's be honest, nothing will change for us busy mamas if tips aren't easy to consume and apply. This podcast is such a rich source of godly encouragement for mamas. Highly recommend. Thank you so much for this review. It means the absolute world to hear from you and to know that you're actually liking the show. So thank you so much for taking the time to leave that review and just encourage me today. And if you're finding yourself in that same place of overwhelm that this listener shared that she found herself in, I've totally been there too. Drowning in everything I had on my plate, trying to do it all and truly doing none of it well, just feeling like I was constantly spinning my wheels and never really making any progress on the things I wanted to be doing in my life and home. If you relate to that, this review is completely spot on that in order to manage our homes and motherhood well, to get out of survival mode and truly thrive in motherhood, we need the right systems and boundaries in place. In my course, the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course walks you through exactly that. How to set up systems to help you get more done in less time and set up your home to flow on autopilot so you know exactly what needs to be done when, and stop wasting all of your time trying to simply decide what needs to get done and where to even start. This is the roadmap you need to conquering the chronic overwhelm and stress and building flexible routine in your days to make sure you're getting done what needs to get done while still being present with the people you love most. To get you your time and sanity back so you can find more peace and less overwhelm in your days. If you feel a nudge that this is for you, go check out the link in the show notes below and get enrolled to start making changes today. You can do this, friend, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. And the Simple Rhythms for Busy Moms course really is like me taking your hand and leading you step by step on what to implement, when to implement it, and how to actually go from feeling chaotic and overwhelmed to peaceful and really just feeling like you're thriving in motherhood again. I'm so excited for you to jump in. Okay, friend, I know that you are struggling to get it all done, and honestly, it just feels like most days you're adding more items on the to-do list than actually checking any off. and you know that your husband really wants to help, but you're also just getting stuck in the same old cycle of having too much on your plate, getting to your breaking point and telling your husband you just need help, and then feeling so frustrated time and time again when he isn't doing anything that you asked him to help with, except that more than likely, you probably haven't actually vocalized any specific things you need help with. You just word vomited all your stress and overwhelm and expected him to know exactly how to step in and help and save the day. Spoiler alert, this was me for so many years, so I'm speaking from a place of experience, and well, husbands are not mind readers. They're not. I'm going to share some of the communication strategies that we've learned by much trial and error in the past 9 years of our marriage that have completely transformed this cycle and allowed us to really healthily share the workload and expectations, especially in really busy or stressful seasons. So I created today's episode mostly because of what the last week to 10 days that we just had, what that looked like in our life. So let me just set the stage for you to give you a little peek into what that has looked like. Number one, we launched my brand new podcast that you're obviously listening to right now, which is incredibly exciting, but it also was a major project to take on behind the scenes. Just to give you a tiny glimpse into what that looked like, I've spent the last couple months working through and completing 2 complete courses to really dive in deep, narrow in on who I'm talking to and what I'm talking about, really all the little tiny elements that you don't think about, but that really make sure that this will be the absolute best experience possible for you guys. And the 2 weeks, especially before launch, are the pre-launch stage, and it is a lot of work to create all of the marketing material, get all the final pieces in place, create the launch team, message the launch team, etc. So it has been super busy around here just with that, on top of all my normal work responsibilities and another pretty major project that I'll be sharing about soon, but I can't share the details quite yet. So we had the launch, and then all the work that surrounded that, and messaging all 210 people on my launch team, which, praise for you guys, literally all the claps, standing ovation, because I'm so blown away by that. You guys are amazing. But I messaged all 210 people on my launch team individually for 3 days in a row of launch week. And realistically, it did take quite a bit of time. Like, there was a lot of intention and effort there, and it did take some time to do that. And then we also, in the past week, we had my birthday this past week as well, so that was thrown in there. And then I also had 2 showers for 2 very dear lifelong friends of mine, one of which is adopting 2 teenage girls. And so another friend and I were throwing this shower. And let me just say, I am not a natural a party planner. My sister is, and my best friend also is. Like, I have a lot of people in my life who are amazing at throwing parties, and they can do it seamlessly. Like, it seems like almost no effort, which I know is not true. I know how much work goes on behind the scenes to make it happen. But I just mentioned that to say that my brain does not naturally work in party planning mode. So my friend that was throwing the shower with me lives out of town, and my friend that was, it was her actual shower, also lives out of town. So I was like coordinating everything here locally for the shower to be here. And I had so many lists on my phone in my notes app of all of the things, because I was so worried that I was going to forget something important, and I just really wanted it to be special. And obviously I was so thrilled and honored and excited to be able to throw this shower with my friend for, you know, one of our best friends that we've had our entire life. Like, it was seriously such a joy to be able to do it. But there's just a lot of moving pieces when you combine that with launch week, and then also having my birthday, and then also having friends in from out of town, so wanting to spend time with those friends. It just meant that those last 7 days of my life were very busy. Aside from when I launched my course in the fall, probably this was the busiest week I've maybe ever had, at least with that many different moving pieces to keep track of. And the whole thing that inspired this episode is that I have been thanking Matt, my husband, over and over again all weekend, because he was truly such a rock star. Like, guys, I'm not kidding. He was genuinely just showing up in all of the spaces that I needed him, filling in every single gap that I was leaving in our life with being honestly a little outside my normal capacity limits. And he is a key element that really made this whole week so seamless. Even with all of the extra activities and errands, late nights, lack of sleep, like all of it, it really felt like we were a well-oiled machine just working together so smoothly. And I share that not to just brag on us and say, oh man, like, we're so awesome, you know, our marriage is amazing. I don't share it for that. I share it because for many years in our marriage, a week like that with that many moving pieces and extra things, like just the extra pressure that we had of just the various things we were doing, whether they were exciting things or not, but extra responsibilities and pressure, like just on top of the norm, That would have been a surefire opportunity for arguments, not communicating well, and getting irritated at each other for unspoken responsibilities that we each thought the other was doing, but we hadn't actually communicated. Just a lot of extra stress in general. And I'm sure a lot of you probably can relate to that and have experienced that in marriage at some point. And I realized really through this past week that we have learned some things in the last handful of years as far as sharing the load and genuinely just serving each other in the background of what we each have happening to help both of our lives and our family and our household just flow smoother and support each other. So let's just get right into it. Obviously, I think we all know that marriage, one of the biggest things in marriage is communication. I think that's something that we hear that a lot. Maybe before you get married, maybe people give you advice and they talk about how communicating is such a key theme of marriage. Maybe you just hear it from other married couples. I just feel like it's something that comes up a lot. But I feel like we need to talk more about what that communication actually looks like in your marriage. Like, what those conversations look like. Like, what are you actually communicating about? Because I remember when we were newly married, we'll celebrate 9 years of marriage this coming fall. And so when we were newly married, I do remember thinking, okay, I know that communication is an important thing. I know we need to be good at communicating, but also thinking, like, how do you even know what to communicate on if you haven't heard other people talk about some of the conversations they're having or some of the things they're communicating? Like, how do you model after that? Like, you just don't even think about the things that need to be communicated until after you've already had a fight or argument about something and you realize, oh, I should have communicated that better. Like, some of it you have to experience through trial and error. And so something that we have learned in our marriage as far as sharing the workload is being vulnerable and honest enough to have conversations to really know what the other person needs. So I think this means a few things. I think it means setting aside time regularly to actually talk with your husband and share like what's going on in your days, exciting things that are happening, things that are upcoming, like just having that time every day that you can communicate just by literally talking and spending time together. Because I know if we don't carve out that time, it is really easy, especially when you have multiple kids, which I know many of you do, and when you're in the little years and everything, to kind of just get in the flow of just going through life. You know, maybe your husband goes to work and you stay at home and you're busy with the kids all day, he's busy at work, he comes home, then it's time to make dinner, so you're prepping dinner, then suddenly it's bedtime and you got to get everyone ready, do baths, all of those things, and it's just go, go, go constantly, and there's not really any time to actually sit down, look in each other's eyes, and just talk, and just catch up on the day, right? So carving out that intentional time, I think, is super important. But also be able to set down your pride enough to actually talk through what you need. I know for me, at least, I wanted help. And in the seasons that I look back when I did not do this well, I remember feeling like I was drowning, feeling like I needed help, and feeling like I was asking for help. And I would get to a point where I would have a breaking point and I would say, I need help, like I just can't do it all. I would literally say that word for word to my husband. And then, you know, life would go on. We would move on after I calmed down or whatever, have my little breakdown. We move on with life. And I think back to that argument and I'm like, he didn't even do anything. I told him I needed help. And the same thing is coming up the next day or the next day, whatever. It's coming up again. And he didn't even do anything to change that. And what I didn't realize then is that I was asking for help, yes, but I was not actually communicating any actual ways that he could help. So just saying that you need help doesn't necessarily give them a lot to go on, is what I've learned over the years. Because to me, that was putting down my pride of saying, hey, like, I need help. I'm drowning. I need help right now. But it didn't give them anything to actually know how to help with that. And so we would just get back into the same cycle over and over again where I would say, I need help. He doesn't know what to help with. So he feels like he helps by calming me down in that moment, whatever. We move on with life and just the same old cycle. Then we get back to the same old place over and over again. And so something that we've learned recently is not just saying, hey, I need help, but actually stopping to give practical things that could help. So for me, that's if I'm overwhelmed in the moment, I need to obviously calm down first, because often if I'm actually that overwhelmed and stressed, I'm not really thinking rationally to know how he can actually help me in that moment, because everything feels really big and it feels like nothing that he could do could actually make anything better. So I wait until I've calmed down and then I think through, are there actual things that he could help me with? Sometimes that might mean that if we have a newborn and I'm not getting a lot of sleep, it might mean something like, hey, would it be possible for you know, you to take the baby for a little bit in the evening when she's fussy or whatever, so that I could have a few minutes to just like rest, read my Bible, read a book, and just have a few minutes to myself. Or take the baby for a little bit in the morning before you go to work so I can take a shower first. Like thinking through some practical things that would actually help ease your load and communicating that to them. That has been super, super helpful, because at least in our marriage, we have not really struggled with, my husband is amazing. My husband wants to help. He's very much on the same page as far as we are an equal team and we need to go throughout life navigating this together. It's not about one person doing more than the other or how much we're each doing. It's just about the fact that we are solely a team in every single aspect of life. In, you know, financially, we're a team. We're a team as far as parenting. We're a team in managing our home. We're a team in all of it. And our responsibilities in each area may vary. It's not 50-50 in every single area. Actually, I don't know if it's 50-50 in most areas. Like there's definitely varying equations that we are not 100% equal in what we're each contributing, you know, with each specific thing. Like it's not exactly 50-50 at all in how we manage the house and how we cook the meals, etc. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be 50-50, but we're 50-50 in how overall we are a team, and it is up to both of us to contribute and manage that together. So does that make sense? I hope that makes sense in how I'm explaining that. The actual amount that we each contribute to physical tasks may not be equal, but the mental load that we each carry and the responsibility that we carry overall, we just have the mindset that we are a team in this. And so for us, the problem has not been like I have not had to convince my husband to help me. That is not an issue. He wants to help in every area that he can. It's more so that I need to communicate better. And he wants to help. He has a desire to help. Like I said, we have that foundation of being a team, but I need to communicate what he can actually help with. And if I am in a season where I feel like I am not able to get it all done and I need some extra help for whatever reason that may be, I need to communicate that to him so that he can help and give him actual ideas of how to help. So that is my next point in that area, is just to be really straight with what you need. Don't think that they know what you need. So don't think that just because you're telling them that you can't get it all done, or just because you're telling them that you're stressed or overwhelmed, or you can feel that frequency of how often you're telling them that you're stressed or overwhelmed and need help is increasing. Just because you can see that doesn't mean that they necessarily see that. And you have to be really upfront and just be like, hey, I am really struggling. I need some help right now. I'm not able to keep up on the laundry. Would you be able to help me just transfer that to the dryer? We have a newborn right now, and every time I think to go transfer it, I'm falling asleep because I'm so tired and I keep falling through on that. Would you be able to help me just with that small one way to help? Another thing is that if you know that you have a season coming up that is going to be busier, like for instance, this past week, we knew ahead of time that this was coming, and this was something that we talked about a lot in the weeks coming up to it. We both knew exactly what was on the schedule for the week. We both knew that it was going to be a really busy week, so we had communicated ahead of time. We had talked about meals, and we had both said, hey, let's do really easy, like crockpot style meals that we can just pull together really quickly so we're not spending a ton of time cooking this week. We talked about the fact that I would be working longer and I would need a little bit extra time during this launch week to make sure I had the time to create all the marketing materials each day and make sure I was staying on top of communicating with my launch team and all of that. So we had already talked through that, and Matt knew ahead of time that most evenings during last week he was going to come home and he was kind of going to head up being with the kids. So he was going to take them outside to play for a little bit, whatever, before dinner, so that I could get a little bit more time than just the pre-morning time that I had before the kids woke up, to make sure that I was staying on top of everything to launch the podcast well. So we had communicated about that. And I think that's the biggest thing, is just communicating. So we both knew going into the week that it was going to be a busy week. We both knew that we were probably going to be staying up later and that we were going to kind of be operating at like max capacity all week. And I think having those expectations goes a long way to make sure that you're both prepared for the week that's coming up in that busy season. Another small side note with that, when you know that big weeks are coming up, whatever that, if that's work stuff for you, or whether maybe you're throwing a shower as well, or you have a church event or whatever that just requires more than normal weeks, thinking ahead to set yourself up for success. Like we took the time to really think ahead as far as planning meals to make sure that we had easy meals. And I knew, like, when I was taking food for small group, I wasn't trying to take something that took a lot of time to prepare, because I knew I just didn't have the extra time or capacity in that specific week. And then I also, like, this was not a single, like, Matt and I did this alone. something. This was very much a group effort, and I went ahead and I had an extra day that Matt's grandma helped me out with watching the kids, which, you know, normally I don't have an extra day as far as that, but I went ahead and asked to make sure that I would have kind of the support that I needed to pour in what I needed to as far as the podcast launch and everything like that to get it done well. And we talked through that ahead of time so that we were both on the same page and we knew exactly what we needed to make the week go smoothly, which shout out to my family, Matt's family, everyone that helped us with the kids last week when we were navigating that, shuffling kids around, everything. This was not a solo effort, and I am so, so, so grateful for everyone who helped to make this past week possible, because it may not sound like that much, but behind the scenes, it really was a lot of moving pieces, so it took a lot. It really does take a village. That is so true. I apologize if you hear any noise in the background. I'm trying to record this during nap time. As you know, I work from home with my kids, so sometimes you might hear a little bit of noise in the background because it happens, but that is just mom life. So hopefully you guys also are cool with that, since I know that's your life as well. It's just real life around here. The next thing that I want to mention is when you get to a place of just being very stressed or overwhelmed, kind of when you get to that breaking point, and I feel like we all get to that point where you can feel it building, you're just overstimulated all day, one thing after another is going wrong, and you get to the end of the day and you just break down, whatever that looks like for you, and you're talking to your husband about it, you're like, I can't get it all done, I don't know what to do, I don't know how I'm gonna get this, what, you know, XYZ done, I don't know what to do, and you're just completely stressed or overwhelmed. After you calm down from that, after you kind of move on with your day, come back to your husband and have a conversation about what might be helpful when you're in that place of stress or overwhelm. That's something that we've started doing for both of us. When we both get to a point where we're just extra stressed or overwhelmed, we don't talk about it in that moment as far as like, this is what you could have done different, this is not helping at all, because it just escalates to a point that is not helpful and we just get into an argument or fight. But afterwards, coming back to each other and thinking through, like for me, for the most part, if I'm getting to that point of stress or overwhelm, I will talk in circles about everything I'm stressed out about. I'm a verbal processor, so I will just continually keep talking in circles about all the things I'm stressed about, all the things I need to get done, how I don't have enough time to do it, blah, blah, blah. And I'll just keep going. And it's not really helpful because, like I said, I just keep going in circles. I don't calm down. And it just kind of keeps cycling through. So instead of doing that, I've learned to just stop, take a breath, go be by myself, read my Bible for a few minutes, center myself in truth to get my mindset back refocused in reality to know, hey, like, yes, I cannot get everything done, but that doesn't mean I can't get anything done. Because typically that's where my mindset goes, is like everything, you know, I just might as well just throw everything into the trash. I can't do anything. Life is over. very dramatic, but that's how I feel in my brain. And so after I actually calm down, I have a few minutes by myself. I've started, now I don't even really have to as much because we've communicated enough that we kind of just know this, but I've had many conversations where I go back to Matt and just say, hey, in this moment, I actually really don't need you to fix anything. If I'm this level of stressed and overwhelmed, I might need to talk it through for a second, but then I really just need to be by myself. So if you could just take the kids and give me a few minutes to just like sit in my bed, read my Bible, calm down, and then I'll come out, that would be amazing. That really helps me to get recentered back, just kind of pull myself together. I just need a moment to let it out and be done, and then I'll just move on. And that has been so helpful, and I feel like that's why this week was so seamless, because we've communicated about those little things, because this is not how it used to be. Like I said, if this week would have happened a few years ago, we would have been fighting constantly. Like, we would have been getting in these same cycles of being stressed about not getting things done and going back and forth, and it would have been so hectic and stressful, and it wasn't. And I really think it's because we have communicated so much and learned so much about each other through that communication that Matt knew where to fill in the gaps. He knew that I was working more than I was used to, and he knew that taking those little moments throughout the week, there were several little times that we just like ran to a park and had a few minutes of quality time with the kids. He knew that would be helpful for me because I was feeling like I wasn't loving that I had to work a little bit more. I love my work. I love what I do, but I also was having to focus more on work in that week. And so he made sure that we could just spontaneously go do a couple things to connect with the kids and make sure that they felt loved and poured into and that they weren't feeling like work was controlling mommy's life, you know? So he did that and also just took the responsibility to take the kids for me so that I didn't have to ask him to or feel guilty about that. Like, there were just so many little things that he just filled in the gaps with. And it truly is because we have learned over all the years of trial and error and all the fights we would get into and everything else, we have learned how to serve each other and what we really need. And that doesn't happen without communicating that. I thought for so long that, you know, if he actually knew me, he would know what I need right now. And that's just not true. That is a lie. We have to communicate that. We have to show them like what we need and talk through that. And I think that takes some level of like laying your pride down. And it takes some effort. Like, honestly, the easier thing to do is be like, you should have known what I needed and you should have showed up in this way, blah, 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 and get into an argument about it. That is the easier way out. It takes work and intention to sit down and be like, hey, I would feel really loved and served if you could help me in this way when I get to this point of feeling really stressed. Or, you know, sitting down ahead of time with a busy season coming up and being like, hey, I know that this is going to put us at a higher capacity than we normally live at, and we're not going to have as much like slow time to be together as a family and just as much margin in our days. This is a way that you could really help. Like, one small example of that last week that I did not think ahead of time to tell him, but in the midst of the week, I was getting behind on a lot of my laundry and dishes and things like that. Just because I talk about all this doesn't mean I don't get behind sometimes in life when I have extra things going on. It just happens. It happens to all of us. And anyways, I sat with him one night and I was like, hey, if you could just transfer the laundry. We have our washer in our kitchen and our dryer is in the garage, which is highly inconvenient as far as transferring things quickly, because you have to like carry all of the bundles out to the garage and put them in. And anyways, it's a whole process. I'm very grateful to have a washer and dryer because our first apartment did not. So it's definitely way better than that. But anyways, I was forgetting. I kept every night. I was just so tired that I was falling asleep before I could actually transfer it to the dryer. So that happened, I think, 2 days in a row. And I was like, okay, this is not going to work. We're going to run out of laundry. And so I just asked Matt if he could go ahead and transfer for me, bring in the laundry from the dryer, and then take out the laundry from the washer and put it in the dryer for me, because I kept forgetting. And he was happy to do that. Once I told him that, it was done the next day and it wasn't an issue anymore and I could stay on top of things. But I had to think through and be intentional to actually communicate that and see if that was something that he could actually help me with. All right, the last two little things is to remind your husband, when we're talking about busy seasons, because I know that's a lot of what we've talked about here, remind him leading up to that week. Just because it's on your mind a lot, he probably is aware of it coming, but also, you know, if it's like in your realm of work or in your schedule and not so much affecting his daily schedule, it can be really easy to forget. Life goes really quickly. We don't realize how quick we're coming up on something. You know, just communicate. That is something I talked to Matt a little bit before this episode to talk about some top things that we feel like we both learned in the last few years. And this was one big thing, is he's like, just make sure to remind your husband, because you think that they remember things and they just won't. And it's not that they're intentionally not trying to remember it. It's just that life gets busy. And so if you can actually just remind them in a kind way, often leading up to the event, so they're just fully aware of what's happening, that's gonna, you know, help prevent a lot of arguments. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is to make sure to say thank you. Like, make sure to go above and beyond to really thank them and let them know how much it genuinely meant to you that they helped you out in this way. I think if you are struggling in sharing the load of household responsibilities and things like that with your spouse, and you're struggling with them maybe coming to you first and telling you that they want to help share that load, if that's not something that you experience often in your marriage, when they do go above and beyond to help you out, and even if it's something tiny, make sure to make it a really big deal. Almost like with our kids, when we're working with our kids on some specific thing, and obviously we're not parenting our husbands, obviously, but when my kids are working on something and they do something out of their way that is just kind or whatever, you know, small thing, I make sure to make it a really, really big deal. And so even with this past week, I tried to set aside the time multiple times to just like look in Matt's eyes and just stand there with him, which is not, I am a very go, go, go person. So like I said, I have to carve out the time to intentionally connect. And instead of, I had told him verbally, thank you a million times already, but I stood there for a second and just like let him know exactly how I felt and how proud I was to have a husband that can just fill in the gaps, how proud I was of us, that we have come such a long way in our marriage, that the last week went so smoothly, and just really like processed it like I would have if I was telling my best friend about it. Like, in the way that I would have gushed to my best friend about how awesome my husband was, I made sure to do that to him face to face, which honestly, I'm not great about doing that. Sometimes I can get so distracted with everything. I will thank him, obviously, but not necessarily sit there and like expand on it. And I could tell that it really meant a lot to him. So just take the time to make sure that they know how appreciated they are and how grateful you are to have a husband who wants to join you in being a team and going through life truly as a team in every area of life. I hope this episode was encouraging in some way, and I would love for you, as your action item, you know that we're big on having an action item to actually, you know, make progress in a certain area. I would love for you to come into our free Facebook group and come post the number one thing that you took away from this episode. I am outlining future episodes, and so I'm working on future content and all of that, and it would be super, super helpful to actually know what you really took away from this, or even something that you would like me to talk more about in the future. That would be amazing. And our Facebook group, I have been so excited about this Facebook group because there are so many moms in there that are already posting. People are already posting pictures and notes that they've taken during episodes and different action items that they're working on. And if you have resonated with these episodes, I think this is the community for you. These are all like-minded mamas who are balancing motherhood and homemaking and business. And we're just in there like cheering each other on, encouraging each other, and helping each other with different problems and pain points that we have in our own personal lives as well. So I would love for you to come join that community. The link to the Facebook group is down below in the show notes, so you can come join and say hello and start making some new friends that are in the same season of life as you. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode, and I can't wait to see you in the next one.
Leave Mama Boo. Peaky peace.
Hi friends, I have a really quick favor before you leave today. If this show has encouraged, blessed, or motivated you in some way, the number one way that you can let me know is by leaving a review over on Apple Podcasts. It seriously makes my entire day every time I hear from you and see a review. This is the only way that I actually know if you're liking the show. If you would take 30 seconds to do that for me, I would be so grateful. This helps get the show in front of more people to continue to grow and create more episodes just like this. If you enjoy the systems and rhythms I share here, I know you have friends who could use these systems and rhythms as well. You can also take a screenshot of this episode and tag me at Kyena Matt over on Instagram so I can share your account on my stories as well. The last thing you can do is join our totally free Facebook group to connect with the incredible community of like-minded mamas just like you and get first access to all the super top secret projects we have planned for the year ahead. I'll see you in there. Thanks so much for being here, and I can't wait to see you next week.